This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in September 2018. We're talking about no other than Abin Resources. They are a Canadian gold exploration company with significant projects in British Columbia and the Yukon. Abin's newest gold project is the Forest Kerr Project, located in southwestern BC in the region called the Golden Triangle. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABNAF. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him as the CEO of the company, Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
So what are the key highlights from last year's drilling program? And then after that, where do we go from here?
Well, the key aspect of it is last year we started out early in the season, one of the first companies to start drilling, and we hit significant gold right out of the chute. And managed to follow up from the previous year's 2017's drill program, where we also hit high-grade gold. So what we did is we came in underneath it, because it was open in all directions and at depth, and we came in underneath it, and it was stunning. You know, 38 grams over 10 meters, 62 grams over, I think it was 6 meters. You know, and pretty spectacular stuff. So that sparked the market, allowed us to go out and raise immediately $7 million and brought in Eric Sprott as one of our largest shareholders. You know, and he's a bit of a legend and in the gold industry. And you know, we just kept going. We managed to double our drilling program last year. And you know, we took it up to, what was it, from... Hopefully it was going to be 5,000, you know, we hoped. We ended up at 10,000 meters of drilling, and we expanded that north boundary zone that we discovered. But, you know, it was spotty. Initially, it was pretty good all around it. We stepped out. We have an area about 100 meters by 100 meters that's pretty rich. And then as we got away from it, it diminishes. But what we haven't done is gone deep. I mean, everything was within 125 meters deep. So... you know, we've got our work cut out for us this year.
Have you guys done a feasible essay on that, a 43-101 yet?
We haven't done a 43-101. We don't have we're working on a resource.
Okay.
You know, we're not there yet. And we will be, you know, hopefully after this year we can come up with something. But we've got a lot more targets to test. One of the things this year that constrained us, it was difficult because we only had 9 drill pad locations approved. And so you're stuck with those pad locations. The drill goes on the pad, and that's
right.
All you can do.
Right.
You can drill off that pad. And we had applied for 40 more. As it turned out, you know, once we stopped drilling at the end of the season, we got our license. We got our permit. But the government had stopped issuing new permits because of the fire season was so bad up there. And they were afraid that if we expanded our work program too much, we could cause more fires or get caught in them or, you know, whatever. Anyways, it was a bit of a, you know, nuisance for us, but we did learn a lot. And this year, we've now got 40 pad locations to work with. So we've now got a whole variety of targets to work with that we couldn't get to last year. And we'll probably start with the south boundary zone that we did 3 holes in last year, because we did have a pad there, pad location, and it was a pretty good return. You know, it surprised us. You know, it was a kilometer and a half south of the north boundary zone where we were really concentrating on, and it came up pretty good. And it basically told us we could have been a few degrees off in drilling, because the grades were really good. They're very broad, some low grade, but also a lot of high grade. And it gave us big, broad intersections. So that's definitely, we got to look at that again. But, you know, from our very original data compilation, we've got probably 20 more areas on the overall property that we want to test.
So what will we know about the Forest Kerr project in 2019 that we didn't know in 2018?
Well, we're going to have a better understanding of what we were looking at the time, because now we're going to have a 3D model is being done right now, and all the data compilation from the season. When you've got 45 holes now, all that analysis is there, and it's going to get plotted. And we drilled with what's called oriented core, which gives you a better direction of what you're drilling. It gives you orientation, so it gets you closer to understanding the structure. And once you do that, once you understand the structure, you can start following it, and because that's going to tell you where it came from, and that's key.
My guest today is Jim Pettit. He's the president and CEO of Abin Resources Limited. You can find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABNAF. Stock price around 12 cents a share. Market cap around 13 million. So what are the plans for this year? Do we have enough money in the coffers to go forward? Just kind of bring us up to speed, if you would.
Well, yeah, last year I quickly raised $7 million. Big part of it was from Eric Sprott. And we've got about $6.5 million still in the till. It paid all last, 2018's work. So we've got all the money we need. We don't need to raise money at all. We have interest. We're looking also up on our Yukon property. We may put some cash up there because we've come on to something that, a little bit of trenching this year went a long ways. We've identified a very rich, high-grade gold zone in veins, orogenic epithermal vein system that's very close to our old discovery, which was a low-grade, large bulk tonnage potential. So we're going to put those together and have a good hard look at it. We may get some drilling done up there as well. But it's all paid for.
And when do you see us maybe taking us to the next level and bringing some revenues in or selling off the project?
Well, that's off in the distance. Revenues, that sort of thing is, you got to get through a resource calculation first. So, you need to get enough gold in one area to create a deposit that you can call a resource. And then you start talking. Then people start really paying attention. Right now in the discovery phase is what we're in. The retail market really pays attention to us. And a certain amount of the institutional investors that are looking for a discovery upside, because that's where your real win happens.
Yeah, and on the Golden Triangle, are you guys looking for any more exploration up there, maybe any M&A in the near future?
Well, there's always something percolating. I get calls all the time. But our property's big. It's very big. We've only touched on a small part of it. We've got prioritized targets all over the property, so we've got lots of work ahead of us. This type of that project could literally take you through the discovery phase over the next few years.
And do we know how many ounces of gold we're sitting on
right now? No. That's something we can't get into. It's because it's not verifiable. It's not 43-101. It's not big enough yet to be able to say this is exactly what we have. It's just, we're not there.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. In closing, is there anything that you would like to tell my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, I would definitely go to the website. It's very informative. It's a really good website. It's got a lot of historical information on it, kind of following what we've done the last 3 years in the investor section. It also is, it's very user-friendly, and it can get you up to speed on what you need to know in that area. And if you look at the chart of the company, you can see every summer it ticks up. Every summer as we start drilling, it starts moving and the market starts paying attention. And I mean, last year through the summer, the 4 month period, we traded well over 100 million shares.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Abin Resources, if you're looking for a Canadian gold exploration company, very undervalued, take a look at Abin Resources. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABNAF. Jim, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
You bet. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.